This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. In addition to the shortwave broadcast that most of you listen to, we are now on a gospel FM station called Light of Mozambique at 95.9 FM in Lachinga, Mozambique. We are on the air there at 7:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. each Sunday. If you are in eastern Zambia, central Malawi, or southern Tanzania, you should be able to hear us on Light of Mozambique at 95.9 FM in Lachinga, Mozambique. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. Have you ever wondered, can a Christian lose their salvation? Well, first, the term Christian must be defined. A Christian is not a person who has said a prayer or walked down an aisle or been raised in a Christian family. While each of these things can be a part of the Christian experience, they are not what makes a Christian. A Christian is a person who has fully trusted in Jesus Christ as their only Savior and therefore possesses the Holy Spirit. Read John 3:16, Acts 16:31, and Ephesians 2:8-9. So with this definition in mind, can a Christian lose salvation? It is a crucially important question. Perhaps the best way to answer this is to examine what the Bible says occurs at salvation and to study what losing salvation would entail. A Christian is a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come." A Christian is not simply an improved version of a person. A Christian is an entirely new creature. He is in Christ. For a Christian to lose salvation, the new creation would have to be destroyed. A Christian is redeemed. 1 Peter 1:18-19. "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." The word redeemed refers to a purchase being made, a price being paid. We were purchased at the cost of the death of Christ. For a true Christian to lose salvation, God Himself would have to revoke His purchase of the individual for whom He paid with the precious blood of Christ. A Christian is justified. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Romans 5:1. To justify is to declare righteous. All those who receive Jesus as Savior are declared righteous by God. For a Christian to lose salvation, God would have to go back on His word and undeclare what He had previously declared. Those absolved of guilt would have to be tried and found guilty. God would have to reverse the sentence handed down from the divine bench. A Christian is promised eternal life. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Eternal life is the promise of spending forever in heaven with God. God promises, "Believe and you will have eternal life." For a Christian to lose salvation, eternal life would have to be redefined. The Christian is promised to live forever. Does eternal not mean eternal? A Christian is marked by God and sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13 and 14, "You also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory." At the moment of faith, the new Christian is marked and sealed with the Holy Spirit, who was promised to act as a deposit to guarantee the heavenly inheritance. The end result is that the glory of God is praised. For a Christian to lose salvation, God would have to erase the mark, withdraw his Holy Spirit, cancel the deposit, break his promise, revoke the guarantee, keep the inheritance, forego the praise, and lessen his own glory. A Christian is guaranteed glorification. Romans 8:30, "Those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." According to Romans 5:1, justification is ours at the moment of faith. According to Romans 8:30, glorification comes with justification. All those whom God justifies are promised to be glorified. This promise will be fulfilled when Christians receive their perfect resurrection bodies in heaven. If a Christian can lose salvation, then Romans 8:30 is an error, because God could not guarantee glorification for all those whom he predestines, calls, and justifies. A Christian cannot lose salvation. Most, if not all, of what the Bible says happens to us when we receive Christ, well, that would be invalidated if salvation could be lost. Salvation is the gift of God, and the gifts of God are irrevocable. Read Romans 11:29. They cannot be revoked. A Christian cannot be unnewly created. The redeemed cannot be unpurchased. Eternal life cannot be temporary. God cannot renege on his word. Scripture says that God cannot lie. Titus 1:2. Two common objections to the belief that a Christian cannot lose salvation concern these experiential issues. Number one, what about Christians who live in a sinful, unrepentant lifestyle? Number two, what about Christians who reject the faith and deny Christ? The problem with these objections is the assumption that everyone who calls himself a Christian has truly and actually been born again. The Bible declares that a true Christian will not live a state of continual, unrepentant sin. Read 1 John 3:6. The Bible also says that anyone who departs the faith is demonstrating that he was never truly a Christian. Read 1 John 2:19. He may have been religious. He may have put on a good show, but he was never born again by the power of God. By their fruit you will recognize them. Matthew 7:16. The redeemed of God belong to him who was raised from the dead in order that we might bear fruit for God. Romans 7:4. Nothing can separate a true child of God from the love of the Heavenly Father. Romans 8:38 through 39. Nothing can remove a Christian from the hand of God. John 10:28 and 29. God guarantees eternal life and maintains the salvation he has given us. The good shepherd searches for the lost sheep, and when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Luke 15, 5-6. The lamb is found, and the shepherd gladly bears the burden. Our Lord takes full responsibility for bringing the lost one safely home. All that I am and all that I need is found in the work of Christ, even my ability to believe in the work of God. John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29, the people said to him, "What are the works God wants us to do?" Jesus said to them, "This is the work of God, that you put your trust in the one he has sent. My believing has been granted to me by God." Philippians 1:29 says, "God gave you the honor not only of believing in Christ, but also of suffering for him, both of which bring glory to Christ. And I believe because I was appointed to eternal life." Read Acts 13:48. The Lord gave us a work to do. He said, "You are to be a light to the people who are not Jews. You are to preach so that men all over the earth can be saved from the punishment of their sins." The people who were not Jews were glad when they heard this. They were thankful for the word of God. Those who were chosen for life that lasts forever believed. Should I then stand before God and man and say that I am keeping my position with God by my own faithfulness? This is something I can never claim. That is why I ask people who believe they can lose their true and genuine salvation and are seeking to maintain it by being faithful, are you taking credit for your believing? If they say yes, they are boasting. If they say no, then I ask them, what makes them think that if God, who granted that they believe, appointed them to eternal life and chose them before the foundation of the world for salvation, predestined them, and said he will lose none, will let them slip through his fingers when he said it was his will that none who believe would not be lost and would be raised on the last day? Look at John 6:37-40. Well, friends, I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Here is a special broadcast note on the new FM station on which we are now heard. We are so glad to be included on the broadcast schedule of Light of Mozambique. In addition to the shortwave broadcast that most of you listen to, we are now on a gospel FM station called Light of Mozambique at 95.9 FM in Lichinga, Mozambique. We are on the air there at 7:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. each Sunday. If you are in eastern Zambia, central Malawi, or southern Tanzania, you should be able to hear us at 95.9 FM. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I've said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Jude, verses 24 and 25. To him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.